I'm not probably the right person to ask, mostly because when I am in that position, I will probably Google it and try to find out what other people are suggesting or what other people have done. And I don't think, you know, I have, you've seen my Bushcom Middle 2 and kind of that thing, you know, was kind of expensive. That has pretty small gauge wire, and I think it's rated to at least 100 watts. So I think you could get away with something rather small. I think when it comes to digital, you want to go thicker. I'm not 100% sure why that is, but it seems like when dealing with digital modes, you usually lower the power of your radio because that's harder on it, and then you usually need a thicker antenna. But I'm naive to it. You know, this is the blind leading the blind. So I would Google it and to see what you can find there. But I, you know, I am able to kind of mentally reference my HF antenna that's 100 watts, and it's pretty small. But if you're dealing with VHF, UHF, I'm kind of a little bit multitasking here, and you want to push 100 watts, I would go with something quite a bit thicker. Probably RG8 would be fine, but or RG8X I think is ideal. But when it comes to like a building or, you know, a more permanent mount, you know, you really go thick. So it kind of depends on, you know, where you plan to hide the wires in your car and, you know, all stuff. But I might be going beyond your scope or kind of leaving your scope.